In Kibra, East Africa's largest informal settlement, older residents are waiting for their shots. Life in the slum, especially among the elderly, has been tough since the pandemic struck. Agnes Kariuki is the founder of Kibera Daycare Center for the Elderly.
The whole of COVID period, we have been together with these older persons. We have never closed down. As the government announced that it's 60 years and above, they are at risk of getting the disease. And because they were told to stay at home, it was our work to see if, even if they are at home, they should eat and they should dress and they should do any other activity that they are supposed to do.
For many years, the 63-year-old caregiver has been looking after the elderly residents of Kibra, one of the biggest slums in Africa. But when COVID-19 struck, she was frustrated.
It was our work to move from door to door to see the older persons are really helped during this COVID time. They are glad the children who are working, they are jobless, and the house is really suffering. It's a very difficult time because a number of other people who have been also affected, they are also looking for well-wishers, the same as we are doing, so we collide in the field.
The pandemic, she says, has dealt a severe blow to older persons in the slums, where families live in congested houses with no running water, no toilets, and lack of other social amenities. Such conditions put the elderly at a greater risk of severe cases of COVID-19. Adam Ahmed is among a few lucky elderly persons in Kibra who have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
I've been vaccinated. It was on 14th May, and we are supposed to go for the second one. I've not felt anything unusual. I see in the news here there are people who feel a little bit sick and so on, but then with me, things are quite okay. Quite a number have not received this vaccine yet because it seems to get so quickly out of stock.
Kenya has vaccinated less than 1% of its nearly 50 million population. Another million people got their first dose, but they do not know when they will get the second. With the vaccine in very short supply, health authorities say efforts are underway to procure more. At the Center for the Elderly, caregivers like Agnes are worried. Dr. Kanyenje Gakombe is a Kenyan medic who has been at the forefront of the battle against COVID-19. He wants more people vaccinated, saying Kenya is bracing for a fourth wave of the pandemic.
The best vaccine is the one that is available to be administered to those who need it now. Because as we wait, there are those who are still getting sick and dying. If we are able to administer everyone who requires a second dose now, they will be that much safer.
Last week, the G7 nations committed to donate a billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low and middle income countries. President Joe Biden also announced that the U.S. would donate 500 million Pfizer doses through the COVAX initiative to the African Union and to additional low and middle income countries, the largest ever donation of vaccine by any country. The U.S. has announced more than $91 million in urgently needed food assistance, healthcare, water, and psychosocial support across Africa due to urgent COVID-related needs. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.